halacha, something important that I think a lot of people are not aware about. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos and Daf Tezvav that a person is required to wash his hands before davening. The only machlokas harishonim about this, dependent on different girsos in that Gemara, is this requirement to wash before davening limited to a case where one has water that is readily available? Or even if a person does not have water readily available, a person would be required to go out of his way up to a meal, up to, let's say, 18 minutes out of his way in order to find water, in order to wash his hands before davening, unless the Zman Tefillah were about to pass. Or if a person was traveling anyway, so then he'd have to wait 72 minutes in the direction that he was traveling in order to be able to get water. That's the only discussion. But the basic requirement to wash one's hands before davening, that is universally accepted based on the Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Tezvav, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Sadi Beis in Hilchos Tefillah, and then again in Simon Reish Lamed Gimel with regard to Hilchos Mincha. So it applies for all the Tefillos, Shachris and Mincha, and specified in the Poskim as well, Marv as well, same thing, that a person is supposed to wash his hands before davening. The Mishnah Brewer even cites the opinion of the Rambam that perhaps according to the Rambam it's Me'akev, that if a person did not wash his hands before davening, then he would have to daven again. Rambam lists this requirement together with other things that are me'akev the tefillah. However, with regard to those, Mishnah Brewer points out in the Be'er Halacha, maybe not, with regard to the other items on the list, the Rambam specifies for each one that it's me'akev, and with regard to washing before davening, does not specify that. So the Mishnah Brewer in the Be'er Halacha thinks that maybe even the Rambam doesn't necessarily hold this, and certainly La'alacha, we don't assume that one would have to daven again, that we do not assume. But the basic requirement to wash before davening certainly does exist. The Mishnah Brewer explains, based on the Shulchan Aruch here, in Sadi Beis, in Sif Dalet, in Sif Hey, that if a person knows that his hands are dirty, or that his hands touched his hair, parts of his body that are normally covered, so then he would even have to go out of his way to find water before davening. Even if the water is not readily available. And if that's not the case, if a person, as far as he knows, his hands are totally, entirely clean, so then, if he has water readily available, then he would have to wash before davening, but he would not be required to go out of his way to look for water, to search for water, to be able to wash before davening. Because my name, most of the time, we have running water, so most of the time, we have water readily available, so really one would wash before davening. Mishnah Brewer does quote here, from the Bach, that if a person is going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, by washing before davening, then he would not have to do so. He would rather wipe his hands on anything, midei d'menake, anything that would be able to clean his hands. There is a discussion, the lashon here in the Shulchan Aruch, tzarich lirchotz yadav b'mayim, to wash his hands. Oftentimes we use a little bit of a different lashon of netila, netilas yadayim. To what extent is this rechitza or is it netila? So that relates to the question that we discussed just now about if you don't know that your hands, if you think your hands are not dirty, and it would relate to other issues as well. So is it just a matter of washing your hands, or do we require the halachas of netila, like we have with regard to netilas yadayim, that you have to wash with a kli and koch gavra? So there are some who say that preferably that one would wash with a kli before davening as well, although it seems that that is a preference lechatchila, but not at all me'akev the requirement of washing before davening. That one would be yotze even if he did not have all the halachas of netilas yadayim. Finally, just to mention the later svarim discuss. What if a person washes his hands and then time has gone by and now he's going to go ahead into daven? So does he have to wash again? So they distinguish between different circumstances. A person washes his hands and then he gets involved in a different activity. He's learning, whatever it is, he should preferably wash again before davening. As opposed to if a person washed for davening, then even if he doesn't daven right away, he's washing for, he's coming into the base medrash, he's going to learn a few minutes before davening. So he washes already for davening now, and then he learns for a few minutes. That's okay, he doesn't have to wash again. Similarly, if a person washes before mincha, and he stays mincha, there's a few minutes learning before Maariv, and then he stays Maariv, he's in shul the entire time, that's not called the Hesach Hadas, and he would not have to wash again in such circumstances. Have a wonderful day, and please stack a few chairs on your way out.